Welcome to the ADI Leak Detection Podcast. I'm here with Dave from ADI Leak Detection, the UK's leading leak detection specialists, who's here to answer your questions and provide expert leak detection advice. Dave, today's question comes from a managing agent who's stuck. They know there's a water leak somewhere in a residential block, but the tenant in the affected flat simply won't open the door. What actually happens in that situation?
It's one of the most frustrating things a managing agent faces, honestly. You've got water potentially tracking through a floor slab or a ceiling void, and you can't get near it. The first thing to understand is that the managing agent does have a legal route in. They're just not allowed to skip straight to it.
So what's that route? What does the process actually look like from the start?
The lease almost always contains an access clause. It obliges the tenant to allow entry for inspection and repair when there's a risk of damage to the building or to neighbouring properties. The managing agent needs to serve written notice, and the notice period is typically 24 to 48 hours for an emergency, longer for a planned inspection. That notice has to go in writing, recorded delivery or hand-delivered with a witness, so there's a paper trail.
And if the tenant still says no after the notice period?
Then the managing agent applies to the county court for an injunction granting access. It sounds heavy, but courts do grant these, particularly when there's documented evidence that water damage is spreading to other flats. That documented evidence is where ADI leak detection fits in before access is even granted.
That's interesting. So ADI can actually be doing useful work while the legal side is playing out.
Absolutely. ADI's engineers use thermal imaging cameras on the common parts, the corridor walls, the ceiling of the flat below, the risers, to map exactly where moisture is tracking through the structure. That thermal imaging data gives the managing agent concrete, time-stamped evidence of active water loss to put before a court or a tribunal.
So the leak detection work doesn't just find the leak, it builds the legal case too.
Precisely. And acoustic leak detection equipment lets ADI's engineers listen through solid floors and walls from adjacent areas. Ground microphones and acoustic correlators pick up the sound signature of escaping water through concrete or screed, even without entering the tenanted flat. It doesn't always pinpoint the exact spot to the centimetre, but it tells you whether the source is under that flat's floor or behind its bathroom wall, which is exactly the kind of specific information a court needs.
What about when access finally is granted? Is there a risk the engineer turns up and then needs four more visits because they didn't bring the right kit?
That's a real concern, and it's why ADI engineers arrive at a first access appointment with thermal imaging, acoustic equipment, and tracer gas capability all on the same van. Tracer gas leak detection involves injecting a safe hydrogen and nitrogen mix into the pipework. The gas escapes at the defect and sensors detected at the surface. So if the acoustic survey points to a pressurized supply pipe under a concrete floor, the engineer can switch to tracer gas on the same visit rather than rebooking.
That must matter a lot when the tenant has already been difficult about letting anyone in.
It matters enormously. Every additional visit is another notice period, another potential refusal, more water loss, more damage to the flat below. Getting the answer in a single attended appointment is the goal, and having all three detection methods available is what makes that achievable.
One last thing, is there anything the managing agent should be doing from day one that makes the whole process smoother before it even gets to the notice stage?
Keep a written log from the moment the leak is reported, dates, who was contacted, what was said, every piece of correspondence, and get ADI leak detection in to survey the common parts and the flat below as early as possible. That early survey creates a baseline. If the damage worsens while access is being contested, the difference between the first survey and the second one is proof that the delay caused additional harm, and that shifts the position considerably when it comes to service charge disputes or insurance claims.
Dave, that's genuinely useful. Thank you. If you're a managing agent dealing with an access dispute right now, or if you just want to know what your options are before it gets to that stage, ADI Leak Detection are a trusted name in residential water leak detection across the UK. We'll be back with more questions soon.